الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the inception of this human being in this world, every human being is engaged in a constant battle or war. However, it is predetermined, it is Allah's decision, indelible decision, that this is one conquest or one battle which it is impossible for any human being to succeed in. This battle which I am referring to is the battle against time. Every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prior to his creation, has already decided the extent of the life or time which we will be given in this world. Often we hear these expressions. A person says, I escaped from the jaw of death. Or I was lucky. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. If something had moved 1 second this way or 1 second that way, I would have had to face my mort or would have been written off. If you look in Quran or Hadith, the reality is that all such statements have absolutely no basis whatsoever. Like the poet says, وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ, that when mort and death bears its claws, that which Quran says, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, there is an appointed time which Allah has already decided. And when that time comes, لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون, there will be no extension. There will be no second chance. There won't be an opportunity to alter the course of one's life. This is that inescapable reality, mort and death, that every one of us is on a ticking time bomb. And when mort has to bear its claws, أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ, there is no wealth or science or technology or medication of this world that is going to assist any individual. This incessant, constant motion of time, which Quran encapsulates in the expressions, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu beautifully describes this. He exhorts us, he says, Afala Taroon, ila al-layli wal nahar, yubliyani kulla jadid, wa yuqarribani kulla ba'id, wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud. He says, why don't you ponder? Why don't you reflect over the movement of day and night? Can you stop it? Can you delay it? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ, every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. If one has to picture in one's mind eye, it seems almost my son or my daughter was born yesterday, today is the nikah. My son or daughter was born yesterday, today is the graduation. My son or daughter was born yesterday, today I'm holding my grandchild in my hand. How quick is the movement of time? He says, observe this, ponder over this, recognize the reality of this. that the bomb of your life is ticking. If Allah was going to give perpetuity or extension to anyone, then Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have been victorious in the battle against time. But even him, the beloved of Allah, like the poet says, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَدُومُ لِأَهْلِهَا لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِيهَا مُخَلَّدُ. That if this world was going to give or grant perpetuity to anyone, then Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have been alive amongst us today also. But the beloved of Allah, Sarware Kainat, Allah addresses him directly in the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ, that, oh my beloved, you will also die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, and they also will have to drink from the cup of death. Time is that inescapable reality. How many places in the Quran Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and oath? وَالْعَصَرِ, by the oath of time. وَالْفَجْرِ, by the oath of the dawn. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ, by the oath of the daybreak as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَّرْ, by the oath of the night as it passes. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Not only does Allah take oath on time, but the portents of Allah's creation which bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these oaths and qasams Quran is taking for what? So many oaths and qasams Allah takes on time to conscientize this human being. That don't be in a deception. Wake up to the reality. Your gold and your silver and your diamonds and your investments and this relentless rat race of this dunya which you are piling up, shifting the goalposts all the time. Every janazah is someone else's janazah. Every mayat announcement is someone else. I am untouched. I have some guarantee. Allah says, wake up to the reality that not only is gold and silver and diamonds precious, but by the qasam of my Allah, time is more precious. Just the other day someone said, I entered a new business venture. I said, why? Allah has given you so much. He says, what if it doesn't work out? I'll lose a couple of hundred grand. I'll lose a couple of hundred grand. So in the ocean of wealth which Allah gave me, a couple of hundred grand is a droplet. So what is the problem if I lose it? What about the time that you are losing? Where was that time supposed to be spent? Hours and hours in front of a shaitan box looking at zina taking place. Hours and hours, our youth like mad. Behind people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. And then the youngster is depressed. He said, why? My team lost. Your Muslim brothers are being bombed around you. Your sisters are being raped. Your mothers are becoming widows in the name of Islam. Right on your doorstep. And you are worried about one soccer team that has lost. Or some sports personality who hasn't achieved what you wanted him to achieve. An individual who's every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. You are idolizing him. Where is the reality of your Islam and Iman? Where is the reality of your deen? Has Allah given you this time in this world to waste it? Has Allah put such a system in place? Consider and reflect every breath of air that you are breathing in. How many systems Allah, and not my intention to go into a science lesson. But what a system Allah has put into place every time for you to breathe. Has Allah did all this so that you waste it? Allah says in His Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we gave you this life for games? Do you think we bring the sun up every day? Like the, it's mentioned in one athar, every day when the sun rises, it says, Yabna Adam, inni khalqun jadid. Yabna Adam, inni khalqun jadid. When the day starts, it addresses humanity that, oh Ibn Adam, oh insan, one new day Allah has given you. One more extension. One more chance. One more opportunity. Inni khalqun jadid wa ana fi ma ta'mal fi ghadan alayka shaheed. And know and understand, to you one day has gone, it is lost. What does the day say to you at its start? That don't be deceived, I am not lost. How you will utilize me is going to be recorded. I am going to be a witness. I am going to be the plaintiff. This day says to you, I am going to be the witness in Allah's court, how you used me. Did you appreciate me? Did you understand the value that Allah gave you one more day? Go to the Qabristan. Go and look at those qabrs, look at those graves. Read the names, read the dates. Stand there and look at that sand and visualize those same individuals. And then ask them, what is the value of one more day? What is the value of one more chance? Is it supposed to be wasted behind some frivolous amusement? My Nabi, the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, in Jannat, Allah will give you everything, but there will still be one hasrat and regret that even the Jannat he will have. What is that regret? He said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. He said, even the Jannati will regret the time he wasted in this world. Even the Jannati. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Allah says, every regret, every malice, every hasrat, we will remove it from the heart of the Jannati. It is paradise, it is utopia, it is enjoyment. But one regret will still remain, the regret over the time that you wasted in this world. And what does that overtly pious person say when he is spending hours and hours in reading some frivolous novel? May waqt guzar raha ho, I'm passing the time. And passing the time. Why aren't you in the masjid? Why aren't you enveloped, engaged in that maqsad and object which Allah has selected and chosen you for? You are in a way in some way, vain amusement. What is the mental attitude we have to that? I have still chance. I still have a chance. No problem. The deal went off. I wasted a couple of hundred grand. So what? What about the time? This ah, this breath, that sigh that comes out, by the qasam of my Allah, that second that is lost, that tick, 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 tick of the clock, there is no wealth in this world that's going to buy you back that. Your gold and your silver, you can find some safety deposit box. You can find a bank vault. That rands and dollars which you want to hide from the receiver, put it under the blanket or under the mattress. Hide it away. You can conceal, put all that away. Even a job that you lost, you'll get another job tomorrow. Lose some money in some deal, maybe you'll do a better investment tomorrow. But the time that is lost, the time that is lost, there is no bank vault. There is no deposit box. وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. That day says, tomorrow, I am a witness either in your favor or against you in the court of Allah. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So the day begs you, utilize me correctly. Utilize me correctly. Why? فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Because once I am gone, I am never coming back. Once that time is lost, it is never ever coming back. Time is a mata. Time is a precious possession. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, this is the greatest deception which humanity is living in, that time is a replaceable entity. It is not a replaceable entity. You cannot put a price tag on the time that is being wasted. What are we doing? Muharram, our new year has come. December period is very near. What they say? We already from now, the annual party is being planned. Already from now is the mindset, holiday time has come. December has come. New year is coming. End of the year party is coming. What is all this? This is a celebration of what? Celebration of something that you have achieved? A celebration of something that is precious? A celebration of something that is valuable? No! This is a celebration of a loss. One year more has passed. One more annual party. One more end of the year program. What does it mean? You have not gained anything. You have not gained anything by the qasam of my Allah. That is an alarm bell. It is a warning. It is a wake-up call for what? Like the poet says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribhu wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilal idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al aam fa huwa kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatr umrin qad inqada." He says, "O foolish insan, the hallmarks by which the movement or the ravages of time are recognized, you are celebrating them. You are celebrating it, but what is the reality of it? كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَذَا يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ Every day that has passed, and every year that has passed, and every new year that has come, is in fact taking you closer to that qabr, to that hole in the ground, that 4-foot by 2-foot hole in the ground. Unfortunately, the sunnah of visiting the qabrastan has come out of us. This which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted us. How many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there are? Where sahaba say, "My Nabi was either entering Baqi, leaving Baqi, leaning against the wall of Baqi, involved in something in Baqi." How many ahadith like that, which tells us the amount of time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend in the qabr, in the qabristan. He encouraged us that go, take the trouble, go and look at that. Don't be deceived by the music, by the merriment, by the sports amusements, by that shaitan box of this dunya. Don't be deceived by the laughter of this world. Go to the qabristan, go to the graveyard. Unfortunately, nowadays what has happened, so much time has been spent in front of the shaitan box, even when the janazah is being lowered into the qabr. We look into that black pit, we see the insects that are crawling there. Even while the janazah is being lowered, the musical cell phone ring is going on and some business deal is being done. Have we got some guarantee? Is there something we know that Quran and Hadith doesn't know? Is not that grave calling out to you, "Ana baytul dud, ana baytul dhulma, ana baytul wahda, ana baytul wahsha"? My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that qabr is saying to you, "I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of worms, I am the home of darkness. Your plush bed and your fancy 5-star holiday, do not let it deceive you. Do not let it close your eyes to the reality that eventually you will have to go to that hole in the ground. It can be Firaun, it can be Qarun, it can be Haman, it can be Shaddad, it can be Genghis Khan, it can be the rulers and conquerors and tyrants of this world. Eventually they will have to go there. Prepare yourself," that grave is saying. "Prepare yourself. Wake up to the reality of mort and death." My Nabi exhorted us, visit the qabristan. New Year is not a time of celebration. December is not a time of celebration. 31st December, 1st January is not a time of celebration. It is not a time for sharab to flow. It is not a time for zina to take place. It is not a time for matric balls. Let our Muslim fathers of Iman take the trouble. Go and visit the varsities, go and visit the universities, and cry tears of blood when you see your own daughters. Just 2 days ago, one foreigner who is in our country went for Gush. He meets me the next day. He says, "We went to someone's house. This brother is telling us about what our Muslim girls are doing in the universities." He says, "Maulana, what must I do about it? What about the father of that child? What about the parents of those children? What are you doing about it? Is the wealth of this world so important? Is the so-called careers of this world so important that you will sell the iman of your children?" No, they are studying. They are studying as if this is some cocoon that is given that is going to protect them from zina and from the haram that is taking place. The clock of our life is ticking. The clock of our life is ticking. We have to wake up to the reality of what is going on around us. That hole in the ground is not a hole in the ground. It is sanduqul amal. It is a collection of our amal. It is a record of our life. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ إِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. Like the poet puts it beautifully, he says, do not celebrate the passage of time. Every passing day is taking you closer to your qabr. And then he says, exert yourself in amal. Why? Because profit and loss, your legacy is not how many millions you left behind. Profit and loss, your legacy is whether you left behind those offspring who will get up in the dead of night and shed tears, crying to Allah for your maghfirat. Did you leave such offspring behind, or did you leave offspring behind? You gave your wealth, you gave your life, you gave your strength, you gave your sweat and your blood for this dunya, and you left behind such offspring that when azan is called out away from the masjid, is that wealth? Is that a legacy to be remembered by? Offspring who, when you look at them from head to toe, there is no evidence of any love or allegiance to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we face my Nabi on that day, with what face are we going to face him? Do we have some extension? Do we have some written contract? 1436 years have passed. It is the month of Muharram which is drawing to an end. When we look at the Islamic calendar, what do we say? 1436 AH. What is AH? Ask anyone, what is AH? What is New Year for us? It is a time of revelry, or is it a time to conscientize ourselves? What did my Nabi Sahaba start their calendar with? In the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the need was felt for an Islamic calendar. Islam was spreading far and wide. So they make a mashwara. Where should the calendar start? So that every year this whole ummah must be reminded of what? What must we be reminded of? What was so important by which our calendar will start? Different opinions were coming. Someone said Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone said Fateh Badr, Fateh Makkah, conquest of Badr, conquest of Makkah. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu remained silent. Finally, Umar asked him his opinion. Ali, what is your opinion? He said the calendar of the Muslim Ummah must start with Hijrat. What is Hijrat? Ghar chorna Allah ke liye. Leaving one's home, leaving one's beloved, leaving one's families, leaving one's possession, and striving in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah. What was the turning point by which humanity was given hidayat? What was the turning point by which millions were saved from Jahannam? The decision for that was made. What was the turning point by which the legacy of rahmat and mercy of my Nabi touched the lives of this entire ummah till qiyamah? Ali radiallahu anhu says, Hijrat. It was Hijrat. That supreme sacrifice which Sahaba made. That understanding that the Summat made, that before we actually leave our family and our homes forever and go in the qabr, we have to learn to leave them on a temporary basis for the sake of Allah. We have to learn to make the small hijrat before the big hijrat towards akhirat. Every Muharram is a reminder of that. That 10, 11 years in Makkah Mukarramah, in the tents of Mina, begging the people, may you weeni, may ansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who will become my companion? Who will help me? Who is saying this? Sarware Kainat, the most beloved of Allah. He's begging the people, become my helper for what? Hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, for tabligh. For tabligh of this deen. For the responsibility which the ummah was given. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَثَى عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِ. Some of them spat at him, they mocked him, they insulted him, they pelted him, they persecuted him relentlessly. 11 years of that, finally 6 people are accepted by Allah from Medina Munawara: Abul Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubadah bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi, As'ad bin Zurara, Abdullah bin Ruwaha, and Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu anhum. 6 youngsters, the incident is long, time is limited, we've heard it before. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives them da'wat. They accept there and then. The foundation is planted for what? For hijrat. For the next year, whatever persecution he received, his heart was cooled. The people of Yathrib are coming. The people of Yathrib are coming. The next year, 12 comes. The third year, 72 comes. 13th year of Nubuwwat. Two women amongst them, Umm Mani and Umm Ammar radiallahu anhunna ajma'in, and 70 men amongst the Ansar of Medina. Late at night, one side of Jamara Aqba, the big shaitan, one mashwara takes place. Dastan and legacy of Qurbani is the seed of Hijrat is planted. The seed of this Islamic calendar is planted. The seed of the spreading of Islam is planted on that night. And what is the glaring point of that night? Abbas bin Nadla radiallahu ta'ala, who stands up and he cautions the people of Medina. What does he tell them? He says to them, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ عَلَى مَا تُبَايِعُونَ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ تُبَايِعُونَهُ عَلَى حَرْبِ الْأَحْمَرِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمْ وَافُونَ بِمَا دَعَوْتُمُوهُ إِلَيْهِ فَهُوَ وَاللَّهِ خَيْرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا أُنْهِكَتْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ مُصِيبًا وَأَشْرَافُكُمْ قَتْلًا أَسْلَمْتُمُوهُ فَمِنَ الْآنِ فَهُوَ وَاللَّهِ إِنْ فَعَلْتُمْ خِزْيُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. What is the crux of what he says to them? Listen with the ears of Iman. This is not storytelling. He says, O people of Medina, before you take the oath of allegiance on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I want to remind you about something. I want to caution you that what oath of allegiance are you taking? He says, this is not a slight chance or a possibility. It is an absolute certainty that when you will swear allegiance to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let me tell you what will happen. By placing your hand in his hand, you have declared war against the whole humanity. You few people of Medina are signing a declaration of war with the rest of humanity. And what will happen? Not by chance. He says this is an absolute reality. Your men will be slaughtered. Your women will become widows. Medina will become dirt poor. The streets of Medina will flow with your blood. The whole world will turn against you. So I am telling you, if you are not prepared for this, don't take this oath. But if you take this oath, go into it eyes open. Go into it eyes open. What is the reaction of these mountains of Iman? They say, Da'na anka ya Abbas. Abul Haysam bin Tayhan radiallahu anhu says, Abbas, step back. Turns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, O Nabi of Allah, what Abbas has said will happen. What will Allah give us in return for it? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Al-Jannah. Allah will give you Jannah. Allah will give you Jannat. What does he say? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I have only one question. What is his question? He says, Ya Rasulullah, we will take you to Medina. We will lay our lives down for the sake of your deen. Allah will make the decision of Hidayat, inshallah. Islam will spread. What is going to happen at that time? Will you leave us and go back to Makkah? Will you leave us and go back to Makkah? This is the only concern. Not that I will be slaughtered. Not that I will lose my home. Not that my wife will become a widow. No! What is the concern? My Nabi, will you leave us when Islam spreads? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiles at him and says, Balid dam ad dam wal hadam al hadam. Mera jina tumhare saath hai, mera marna tumhare saath hai. The rest of the humanity will take the wealth of this world. You will take Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My living is with you and my dying is with you. When he hears this, he says, Ubsud yadak, stretch out your hand. And one by one, without hesitation, they take the oath of allegiance on the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This formed the foundation of Hijrat. Where in that 10-year period, 150 missions were sent out in the path of Allah. The homes of Medina became poor. The Ansar of Medina, their qabrs were scattered around Medina Munawwara. They gave that ultimate qurbani, as a result of which today you and I are reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And on that basis, Sahaba understood, we will start this Islamic calendar so that the Muslims of 1436 years later, in the time of Muharram, at the time of New Year, instead of celebrating, will wake up to the reality that we are an ummah of Hijrat. 1436 AH is what? After Hijrah, we are an ummah that will strive for Allah's deen. We are an ummah of qurbani and sacrifice. We are an ummah that didn't come to make our home in this dunya. We are an ummah that came to make our home in akhirat and jannat. The clock of our life is ticking. Muharram has come, almost finished. Another year is finishing even in the Christian calendar. All this is a wake-up call for us. We are not an ummah of occasions. Just now Rabiul Awwal will come. 12 days, a few seerah gatherings we'll have. A few naats and nazams we'll listen. But not one person makes tawbah. Not one person changes his life. Not one person takes the sabak of Muharram or the sabak of Rabiul Awwal. My respected brothers, Muharram has come and gone. Rabiul Awwal, many have come and gone. Eventually we will also go. Before that time, turn towards Allah. Come back to the masjid. Wake up to the reality of our responsibility that we are an ummah that has to leave behind a legacy. Not a legacy of the millions of this dunya. A legacy of what we gave to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhidun.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.